Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Tim Walz reacts to the deadly shooting of a woman in Minneapolis by a federal ICE officer.
We have been warning for weeks that the Trump administration's dangerous, sensationalized operations are a threat to our public safety, that someone was going to get hurt. What we're seeing is the consequences of governance designed to generate fear, headlines, and conflict. It's governing by reality TV. And today, that recklessness cost someone their life.
Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey had this message.
To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis.
Frey on Homeland Security.
They are already trying to spin this as an action of self-defense. Having seen the video of myself, I want to tell everybody directly, that is bullshit. This was an agent recklessly using power that resulted in somebody dying.
Walz says he's issued a warning order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. DHS spokeswoman Tricia McLaughlin says the ICE agent fired defensive shots as the woman attempted to run over agents. A security consulting firm is recommending security changes at the state capitol complex. The Axtel Group says key findings include adding weapons and hazardous materials screening to keep dangerous items out of public spaces. Other recommendations include improving credentials and security at staffing entrances, adding lighting, barriers, and security camera coverage along the perimeter of the Capitol building. The assessment also calls for better preparedness and creating a single action plan in the case of an emergency. The assessment does not include any cost projections. The State Patrol continues to review all security plans for the Capitol complex. Early snowfall is leading to an increase in snowmobilers this winter in Minnesota. Wade Miller of the DNR says the numbers are up so far this season.
When you look at the last 2 years in comparison to January 1st, this year we've doubled the registration in snowmobile already from those 2 years.
Miller says they were happy to have snow on the trails during the holiday season. In other headlines, a Southwest Minnesota cattle producer says acquiring pasture land is challenging. Ryan Voss and his family operate a 2,000-head feedlot near Hadley.
We are in cropland. It's funny because pasture land is so non-existent down there. If there's grassland that you see, the majority of that is either CRP, state-owned, or federally owned. So for us, finding pasture is very, very hard to rent. Now, buying pasture is even harder yet.
Foss says pastures are selling at a premium, so what he has been turning to is dry lotting his cattle. Republican House Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota issued a statement in response to today's report of a fatal shooting of a woman by a federal ICE officer in Minneapolis. Emmer says ICE agents risk their lives every day to keep Minnesota communities safe from violent criminals. Emmer says it's disgraceful that some elected officials continue to undermine ICE agents with reckless rhetoric that puts lives in danger. More news headlines available at MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com.